This is the Book Club at 91.7. I'm Mark Purcell, and we are excited because the day is here. It's Books by the Banks, the Cincinnati, USA Book Festival happening at the Duke Energy Convention Center beginning at 10 o'clock this morning, going all day till 4 this afternoon. Dozens and dozens of authors. We're talking about author panels and workshops and so much fun to be had. Here joining me to help you plan your Books by the Banks excursion is one of the organizers, Sandy Bullock from the Cincinnati Public Library. Sandy, welcome to the Book Club at 91.7 again.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me. Very excited to be here.
So I appreciate you getting up early on this very busy day for you as it goes along, but I know you're excited. And of course, we get some great headliners at Books by the Banks this year.
Yes, we are very excited. We're always excited. Every year rolls around and we think we can't top ourselves, and every year we manage to top ourselves. This year we have Rainbow Rowell as one of our headliners, Anthony Mara, who has a new short story collection, local favorite Sharon Draper, Kimberly and James Dean, who are famous for the Pete the Cat books for little kids. Kevin Kwan is going to be coming in. He just recently published China Rich Girlfriend. Tad Hills, who was at Books by the Banks a few years ago, is a huge hit with kids, is going to be coming back. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. We have over 150 authors who are going to be at Duke Energy Center talking to people, signing books, taking photographs. It's going to be a really great day. We're looking forward to it.
Oh, a lot of great local authors will be there, too. Leah Stewart, Will Hillenbrand. We've heard from a few of those folks on the Book Club at 91.7 here in the past few weeks. And a lot of fun. And not only the authors, but I mentioned the author panels, and I thought we'd go through what's happening each hour, because there's basically three breakout sessions every hour during Books by the Banks.
Yes.
So I thought we'd let people know what's coming up and what they can expect so they can kind of begin to plot their visit to Books by the Banks.
I think that's a great idea. We do. We have a full schedule of panel discussions and meet the author sessions going on throughout the day, hitting on all sorts of different topics. So I think picking out some highlights is a great idea.
So in the 10 o'clock hour, right at the beginning of the book festival, there are memoirs, true crime, and cookbook conversations. What's your pick for this set here,
oh,
Sandy?
Oh, gosh. Well, I have to say, I'm really looking forward to Paul Dougherty. He's such a terrific writer and so well known. I'm really looking forward to listening to him talk about the book that he wrote about his daughter. But I do love food. So Cookbook Conversations is going to be appealing as well. We've got three authors participating in Cookbook Conversations: Leanne Brown, Bern Muth, and Katie Workman. So we're looking forward to that.
I'd like the true crime here in the 10 o'clock. Brian Forstner, who has a new mystery out, Richard O. Jones, some real crime, real life crime, true crime, I guess. William Plunkett and J.T. Townsend in that true crime breakout panel there at 10 o'clock. At Books by the Banks for 11 o'clock, just last week we heard from David Bell, his thriller, Somebody I Used to Know. A lot of great stuff, always set in a small Ohio town. Robert Glinsky, Friendship of Criminals, Jamie Mason, all in the thrillers and the 11 o'clock session. And the 11 o'clock hour is also the first author spotlight, and you made mention, Kevin Kwan.
Kevin Kwan, yes, absolutely. We're very excited about Kevin Kwan's appearance at the festival. The author spotlight sessions are an opportunity for the authors to really talk at length about their work, about their writing, about their books, about other books that they're interested in, and then we always open it up for questions from the audience. So it's a little bit of a more impersonal experience, and the authors really enjoy having the opportunity to talk at length about their work. Kevin's new book I mentioned earlier is China Rich Girlfriend, but he'll also be talking about his previous book, Crazy Rich Asians, both of which were terrific reads. I highly recommend them, and he looks like he's going to be a lot of fun in person.
We're talking about Books by the Banks, a Cincinnati, USA book festival happening today, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Duke Energy Convention Center. WVXU is media partner. And of course, here at the Book Club at 91.7, we are very excited about all these great authors coming to town. We're talking about the various panel sessions happening in each hour to help you plan your Books by the Banks trip. At noon, I will tell you I'll be moderating one of these author panels. John and Sherry Petersick are coming back to town, and boy, they have some great tips for keeping your home nice.
Well, you're going to have a huge crowd. I will tell you that you will have a huge crowd. The Peter Six were at Books by the Banks a few years ago, and people came from near and far to see them. They're a delightful couple. They're super fun. They're charming. They have lots of really practical tips for decorating your house, mm-hmm. for remodeling. They're super fun. They're very relatable. That should be a lot of fun. We're really looking forward to their return. So be planning for lots of questions and lots of people turning out to see them.
So what else is happening at noon, since I have been focusing on what's happening with the Peter Six? I know there's something else happening.
Well, we've got a panel session called New Fiction. We always have a slate of authors appearing at the festival who are publishing books for the first time. And this is an opportunity for us to spotlight them. So we will have Sherry Goldhagen, Mary Kubica, Amy Reichert, and Leah Stewart, who most people are familiar with here in Cincinnati. So they'll be talking about new books that they've just published. But we also have two authors who are going to be talking about young adult fiction or teen fiction. Jason Reynolds and Brendan Keeley are going to be in a panel with Sharon Draper. So I think that that'll be a really interesting panel. They'll be talking about a book that they recently published for teens, which is about race. But they're going to be talking with a local heavy hitter, Sharon Draper, who we love and who has been involved with Books by the Banks from the very beginning. So that'll be a lot of fun as well.
Yeah, I loved Sharon's last book, Stella by Starlight.
She's good terrific.
Stuff.
She's terrific.
So the John and Sherry Petersick, New Fiction, and this conversation with Sharon Draper, Jason Reynolds, Brendan Keeley in the noon hour. In the 1 o'clock hour, almost the headliner, I think, for Books by the Banks here in 2015, Rainbow Rowell will be doing an author spotlight.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Rainbow is just terrific. She's another person we're looking forward to seeing. And the thing about Rainbow that's really great is that she appeals to readers of all ages. She's written books for teens, which have been read by adults. She's written books for adults, which have been read by teens. She has a terrific personality, a huge social media following. She's going to be a lot of fun. And again, this is going to be one of those in-depth presentations. So Rainbow will be speaking, and then she'll be signing copies of her books after that. We're also looking forward at that hour to a presentation called Spirited Libations, which is not about ghosts. It's about spirits. It's about alcohol. And that one will feature Fred Minnick, Albert Schmid, and local favorite Molly Wellman. So that's something else to look forward to if you're interested in cocktails and the cocktail culture.
Oh, yes, Molly Wellman with all those great cocktails. And Fred Minnick, a bourbon god. He knows all about bourbon. We had him on the show a couple of weeks ago. Bourbon Curious is his new book. And, of course, we like our history here in Cincinnati. And another session at 1 o'clock hour is Cincinnati Then and Now.
Absolutely, absolutely. Local history is always a popular topic, and we always have lots of terrific books about local history. So we will be seeing Danny Corman, Katie Meyer, and Jeff Seuss in that panel presentation.
Then at 2 o'clock, three sessions then, Notable Nonfiction, Children's Middle Grade, and the author spotlight, Anthony Mara. Talk about these.
Oh, gosh, so many great things to pick from there. Notable Nonfiction, we've got a hodgepodge of authors here. Teresa Brown, Kristen Olson, Christian Rutter, and Michael Witter. And I have to just offer up a little bit of a plug for Teresa Brown. I heard her on Fresh Air a couple of weeks ago, and she just looks like she's just going to be a fascinating interview. Children's Middle Grade is going to be focused on fiction and nonfiction. And this is usually a topic of great interest to parents who are looking for new books for their kids and looking for authors to help them find some great books for their kids. We'll have Sharon Draper, Corianne Haidu, Rafael Rosada, Tricia Springstub, Kathy Cannon Weichman on that panel.
And then Anthony Mara in the author spotlight there. And while you were plugging Teresa, I'll plug Anthony.
Yes.
I listened to him on Morning Edition just a few days ago, too. So
yes,
a
yes.
Nice piece there.
Yes, he sounds just wonderful.
And I neglected to mention that in the 1 o'clock hour in that author spotlight with Rainbow Rowell, WVXU's Bill Reinhart will be there moderating that particular session. And then 3 o'clock, the last panel, Appalachian Storytelling.
Yes, yes. Again, kind of tapping into the local and regional focus. We have authors who come from all over the country to participate in Books by the Banks, but we like to remember our roots, and that is that we are a regional book festival, and certainly a panel discussion on Appalachian storytelling just fits in right so perfectly with that. It'll have Neil Karpathios, hope I pronounced it correctly, and Robert Giep.
I think that's right, yes.
Apologies, Robert.
I'll leave it to you to mispronounce those, Sandy. I'm talking to Sandy Bullock, one of the organizers of Books by the Banks at Cincinnati USA Book Festival. Today, Duke Energy Convention Center, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We're talking about all the panels that are going on. You can find a full schedule by finding a link to the Books by the Banks website through our website, WVXU.org, WVXU. Proud to be the media sponsor for Books by the Banks, as we have from the very beginning of Books by the Banks. And we touched on this before in one of our, well, it's actually a couple of weeks ago when you were in, Sandy. We were talking about the writing and getting published track that's going on during the 2015 Books by the Banks. And this is backed by popular demand. Tell us about that.
Yes, yes, it is. We added a writing getting published track last year due to popular request from festival attendees. Obviously, people who are interested in learning about authors and learning about books, there are a lot of people who are interested in delving into it for themselves. So we added this track last year. It was incredibly popular, so we decided to keep on going with it, only as usual, bigger and better than ever. We have a variety of sessions scheduled throughout the day, beginning at 11 a.m. and going up through to the very end of the festival.
And what will be covered in this program track?
Well, we're covering quite a range of topics. At 10 a.m., we have a session entitled The Essential Art of Revision, Strategies for Revising Content with Victoria Ryan. At 11 o'clock, we have a panel entitled The Scribe and Muse, Finding the Practices That Work for You with Bucky Ignatius, Sandy Lingo, and Alyssa Yancey. At noon, we'll have a panel session that's a repeat from last year, always popular, Social Media and Blogging for Writers, with a couple of locals, David Akajin, thank you, and Chuck Sambuccino, who has been participating in Books by the Banks for the past few years.
And by the way, our book club producer, Kevin Reynolds, will be moderating that Social Media and Blogging for Writers session at noon.
Terrific.
And then at 1 o'clock, Telling Your Story.
Yes, with Bobette Buster and Dinty Moore. At 2 o'clock, a program that should be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. This is entitled The Typewriter Revolution, The Surprising 21st Century Typing Revival and How to Join It, which will be presented by Richard Pold, who has written a book about typewriters. He's on the faculty at Xavier University.
I just visited my mom recently, and she was bragging how she still had 5 typewriters. I said, yeah, but try to find a ribbon for them, Mom. And then wrapping up the writing and getting published track, at 3 o'clock, a flash fiction show and tell?
Yes, absolutely. Flash fiction is backed by repeat demand, and that's with Michael Pittman. That's his area of specialty. So that kind of taps into people who are interested in jumping into creative writing on the fly. Should be fun.
All right, Sandy, we only have a couple of minutes left. Books by the Banks, the 2015 Cincinnati USA Book Festival happening today. You got 2 minutes. Sell it, Sandy.
2 minutes. Oh, my goodness. Well, over 150 authors. We have authors from the Cincinnati area. We have authors from the tri-state area. And we have lots of nationally known authors who are going to be coming in. They'll be in the Author Pavilion all day from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., signing books, chatting with festival visitors. We also have a full schedule of events for kids in the Kids Corner, and that will include some of the authors. They will be doing special presentations just for kids. We will have librarians doing story times. We will have activities and crafts and musical performances. As if that's not enough, we have activities in the teen scene. Again, the authors are going to be involved in that area as well. We're going to have VIP meet and greet sessions, an Iron Chef of Writing competition. We're going to have a lip sync battle royale with some of the teen authors. Over in the panel and author session rooms, we will have a full schedule of panels that will begin at 10 a.m. and go all the way through 4 p.m. And we also have a writing and getting published panel track. So we'll have panel sessions there from 10 a.m. again till 4 p.m. that are developed specifically to meet the interests of people who are involved in becoming authors themselves.
Well, thank you, Sandy. Can't wait. Books by the Banks for 2015 coming up in just a couple of hours. Thank you for being here this morning on a very busy day and for being here the past few weeks, getting us all ramped up for Books by the Banks.
Well, thanks for having me, Mark. I really appreciate it. We're really excited about the festival. We're excited that it's finally here. So thank you for letting me talk about it.
Okay. Sandy Bullock from the Public Library of Cincinnati and Hamilton County, one of the organizers of Books by the Banks, the Cincinnati USA Book Festival. It's here today, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Duke Energy Convention Center. A lot of fun to be had for the whole family. You can find out more about it at our website, wvxu.org. This is the Book Club at 91.7. You've been listening to the Book Club at 91.7. Technical director for the show is Rick Andrus. Producers Kevin Reynolds. Assistant producers Catherine Cunningham. Web guru is Jim Nolan. And I'm Mark Purcell. Next week, I'll be recovering from Books by the Banks by talking to Sarah Vowell about her book, Lafayette and the Somewhat United States, a humorous look at the Revolutionary War hero Marquis de Lafayette. And Vu Tran discusses his noir novel, Dragonfish. Those books and a conversation with Harper Lee's next-door neighbor next Saturday on the Book Club at 91.7. Weekend Edition is next on WVXU. See you at Books by the Banks.